Dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning. Hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. You are listening Auroville News for Auroville today and tomorrow. Today is Monday, 1st of December, and here is cloudy and drizzling on 23 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says considerable cloudiness and breezy with showers through the day and rather cloudy with a stray shower over the night. Temperatures low of 23 to high of 29 with heat index on 30 degrees Celsius. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 73%. Today we will share with you some announcements, some information, some invitations to culture events, and let's start with an announcement. Angshuman Basu, Assistant Accounts Officer, Auroville Foundation, Autonomous Body under Ministry of Human Resource Development, Department of Higher Education, Government of India, District Vilupuram, Manor Taluk, informs the executives, Auroville Board of Commerce, in Auroville that all the units and trusts to keep necessary books and vouchers ready for the transaction audit that would be starting in Auroville Foundation Bhavan from 1st of December. The CAG, Chennai, has confirmed. They also are kindly asked the deputy someone to coordinate in typing the audit slips, distributing to the concerned trust and units, and for collecting the replies, as it is difficult for their accountant to handle regular office works and the audit. Now let's go to the cultural events. Today at 8 p.m. at Ashram Chiyate in Pondicherry, the Ashram School's last year students and others are presenting Sri Aurobindo's poem, A God's Labor, through recitation, music and movements. On Friday, 5th of December at 6 p.m., we are invited to annual Deepam celebration. On the full moon, they will light more than 1,000 oil lamps, which create a celestial atmosphere. Kartika Deepam has for centuries been celebrated. It originates from the legend of Lord Shiva, who had transformed himself into a divine flame. On this night, in Tiruvannamalai, a big fire is lit on top of the holy mountain of Arunachala. At Deepam, they work with children and youth with special needs from the surrounding villages. Deepam means light, so they choose this name for their project because they want to bring light into the lives of children with special needs. A bus will leave at 5:30 p.m. from Solar Kitchen for anybody who needs to transport to Deepam. And they're asking us to follow the lights from the Orange Gate, previously last school entrance, to reach Deepam. And they got another request for us to be on time because there will be a small problem with their children. On Wednesday and until 22nd of December at La Citadine Center of Art, ALET exhibition will be on display. Also on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, International Zone, Kala Hoch presents a talk by Mrs. Helene Larsson-Pouzet, visiting guest from Sweden, who is a curator and ex-cultural counselor of the Swedish Embassy in Serbia. With the support of a PowerPoint presentation on different exhibitions organized by Mrs. Helene, she interprets ideas on the notion of national identity explored in the cultural heritage's object, unique collection and the influence of the narratives. That is a hot topic around the world at present. The above talk will be followed by a question and answer session and an inspiring subject for International Zone Development members and Pavilion project holders. On Saturday, 6th of December at 2:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, the International Zone Coordination Team invites all the Pavilion groups to the general meeting following agenda. Report on a work on progress, and then continuation of presentation of Pavilion groups, followed by workshop in which we will try to delve into the soul of the continent. For example, one Africa, one Asia, one Europe, so forth. On Friday, 5th of December at 5 p.m. at Sauchur, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of India, International Zone, Music Invocation by Lakshmi Santra. That will be evening, which marks the beginning of regular vocal training and Hindustani music classes in Bharat Nivas. Classes will be given by Lakshmi Santra, who studied music at the University of Calcutta with the Idharhar Bhatt Rayang and Sangeet Somiti. Lakshmi proposes exercises to develop one's capacity to sing. These classes will enable you to explore and achieve your capacity to sing. And they are also for those who have some training already in Hindustani music and have been looking for a teacher to have one-on-one classes. On Friday, 5th, at between 7 to 9 p.m. at Swedam, Butterfly Barn with Darian Sisters, we are invited to introduction and evening to a women temple group. After 10 of them was meeting and practicing weekly for the past 2 months, they are ready to open and expand their women temple to a few more women who are willing and able to join and commit for next cycle of 8 weeks. Those temple group will be also meeting on Wednesday between 7 to 9 p.m. They're going to share a short temple evening followed by question and answer. Everyone is welcome to this open evening to experience and sense if this is something you would enjoy being part of. Between 4th to 6th of December, Auroville Green Practices is organizing a 3-day seminar on solar passive design. This workshop aims at teaching solar passive design techniques for planning and architectural design with focus on three predominant climatic zones of India, namely hot humid, hot dry, and composite. They invite professional architects to join this seminar where participants will be introduced to climatic variation and their effects on built environments, along with the solar passive design techniques for site planning and building design through talks, site visits, and design exercises with constant interaction and guidance from Mrs. Suhasini Iyer, Dr. Arvind Krishan, and Mr. Sanjay Prakash. This is a limited capacity and requires active participation of all attendees. Interested individuals can register online on agpworkshop.com/solar_passive_passive_design_studio/4/6/December/2014. Or you can contact Kanika Atre on 262-2571. And here are some words from us, from Auroville Radio Team. Past week, we have met Auroville Foundation and SAR to move forward on the FM license application. We received positive feedback in both of these meetings, and we wait till mid-December for our proposal to be discussed with the SAR board. We have also been assisted by Auroville Council with regard to sorting out the space issue with Accor Management. It appears that activity of the last 10 years has not been allocated via an application process, so we are in the process of providing this documentation in order to fulfill this demand. Volunteer Lionel from Belgium has been doing the preparatory work for the structure on a survey on the effectiveness of the media in Auroville, which we will carry out in the coming months. We have received positive feedback for our program off the cuff and still await any form of participation or suggested topics to be shared. We would like to thank again all our well-wishers who joined us in the month-long fundraising effort, which has been an essential boost to our work and projects. We will restart the fundraising effort in December to achieve the remaining amount of 125,000 rupees, or which is equivalent to 1,700 euros. At Savitri Bhavan tonight, they will screen at 6:30 p.m. The Mother on Sri Aurobindo, a film from 1991 from the Sri Aurobindo Ashram. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. an Indian mystery romance thriller, Prague, which was made in India and Switzerland in 2013 by director Ashish Shukla. And tomorrow they will screen an Italian comedy, Still Life, made in UK and Italy in 2013 by writer and director Umberto Pasolini. And on Wednesday we can see a culture, Venteo with Juno, made in Spain in 2012 by director A.L. Ramirez. And the mother wrote, "All is relative except the supreme. The supreme alone is absolute, but as the supreme is at the center of each being carries in himself his absolute." Thank you for listening, and you can contact us on rvradio.org.